From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. The loudest objections to the Patriot Act in the United States used to come from the political left, but increasingly the right has been raising its voice on the heavily scrutinized surveillance measure, and that could be a problem for Republican Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, who continues to back it. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hi there, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
Doing good. So, Thomas, why is Hatch sticking to his guns on the Patriot Act, even if it's probably not such a politically popular move right now?
Well, you know, I think a political observer would say it's either incredibly principled or political suicide in some ways. We'll have to see how that works out in the future. But Senator Hatch was on the Intelligence Committee for 20 years, just left this year, actually. And he believes that these provisions in the Patriot Act have actually stopped terrorist attacks, and they will continue to stop terrorist attacks if we continue to have them. He believes that, you know, the federal government is set up, and it's one of its main things that the federal government is there for is to protect the national defense, and that this is needed. That's different, of course, than the other Republicans in our delegation, Chaffetz and Senator Lee and Representative Bishop, who are against these provisions. That they just think that goes way too far.
And so, is the congressman that's most aligned with Hatch on this perhaps then the Democrat, Jim Matheson?
It has, actually. Jim Matheson, our lone Democrat in Congress, has supported the Patriot Act since it was first passed, and he still continues to support it.
So, with Chaffetz then taking the Tea Party position on the Patriot Act and possibly running against Senator Hatch, that could be bad news for him.
It certainly would be an easy campaign ad, I guess, if Congressman Chaffetz wants to use that one. And it's something that obviously plays incredibly well with people who affiliate themselves with the Tea Party. I mean, I saw just a ton of online traffic, social media traffic about this just in the last couple days. So it's definitely, you know, gaining some traction there.
And if I recall correctly, in a previous vote earlier this year, when Chaffetz actually voted to reauthorize parts of the Patriot Act, he got quite a bit of flack for it.
He did, actually. And that's going to be Hatch's easy campaign counter, is to say, wait a second, you did this too. So are you flip-flopping on this, or are you going to take a principled stand? So Congressman Chaffetz did vote on it differently earlier this year, but now says he doesn't support them.
So, Thomas, moving on, the budget compromise that averted a federal government shutdown earlier this year stripped the Interior Department of its ability to designate new so-called wild lands, a controversial initiative Secretary Ken Salazar announced last year that went over extremely well here in Utah. Now some Democrats are asking the president to stick to his guns on the wild lands issue and move forward with it. What about Jim Matheson?
Well, Congressman Matheson has been against this wildlands policy. If you recall, Matheson was one of the authors with Senator Bennett at the time of the Washington County Lands Bill, which is, you know, it's been kind of that model that even Secretary Ken Salazar of the Interior Department has said it's the model for how we should deal with wilderness going forward. That this was county commissioners and developers and environmentalists all got together and came up with a solution. So Congressman Matheson has said this for a while, that he doesn't believe that the wildlands policy is good because he calls it a heavy-handed top-down approach instead of the grassroots approach that he did with Washington County. So he is not one of the 44 Democrats who sent a letter regarding the wildlands. That was more of led by people like Congressman Maurice Hinchey of New York, who, if you remember, has been a supporter for like the last two decades of the Red Rock Bill, which would make 9.1 million acres in Utah wilderness.
And so the state with, I believe, the highest percentage of federal land within our borders, there's not one member of Congress who's so hot on this wild lands thing.
Yeah, you got it. No support from the Utah delegation on this one. I think that Secretary Salazar is going to have to look elsewhere if he wants support for wildlands.
And Thomas, getting back to what I like to call Huntsmania, the previous focus of our past couple weeks, former Utah Governor John Huntsman just finished up with a sweeping tour of New Hampshire. I know one of your colleagues was trailing him at many, many events. What's on his plate next?
You know, he's got a busy schedule. I guess when you're considering a presidential run, you keep very busy. But he's in California right now, I believe, doing a fundraising trip. He's going to be in Utah, actually, in the next couple days over the weekend. Mm-hmm. He's going to attend his son Will's graduation, and he also will get his portrait. They did a portrait unveil, or they'll do a portrait unveiling on Saturday at the governor's mansion. And then I understand on Sunday he might actually go do some motocross.
So any hint at this point when we might actually hear an announcement from him. I remember reading that he said the Republican field is pretty much set, but it's not set when it comes to whether he's going to run.
You know, as my colleague Robert Gerke pointed out, you know, he really does sound like a candidate already. Huh. And I would probably expect that within the next months you'll see some kind of formal announcement. He's got two more trips to New Hampshire set up this month, and all indications are probably by the end of the month we're gonna see a Huntsman for the President sign come out.
We've been speaking with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday. And Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week. Thank you.
Sounds great. Thanks, Jeff.